Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we just had a very important discussion with Steve Baker, yet another politically persecuted journalist by the Biden administration. A huge story, the political persecution, the attack on journalists with the Biden regime. Now, so that's the First Amendment under assault by the Democrats. And that's what I'm saying. It's like when you sit here and you listen to Joe Biden last night, he's like, the Republicans want to take your rights and take your freedoms. And then it's the Democrats attacking the First Amendment. And then we have a huge story now with the Democrats attacking the Second Amendment. And really what's incredible about this is how little publicity this is getting. And I guess maybe the excuse could be, well, there's so many other things happening. But, I mean, these are huge stories. So Michael Cargill is about to be joining us in studio. He was just arguing for our Second Amendment rights at the Supreme Court. And then you have Dexter Taylor, who is being persecuted right now simply because he likes to, you might say, tinker with guns in his own private residence. And that's it. That's it. No violent crimes, nothing. And now he's up against the wall because they have to make an example of him to stop our Second Amendment rights. So these are two massive stories when it comes to the Second Amendment. And really, they both deserve massive publicity. But I'm not seeing it enough. We're going to make a big story of it right here on today's show. So that's coming up. But ladies and gentlemen, we've done 2 hours of a show here and barely plugged it all. And if we don't plug, we won't be on the air. But we just get caught up in all the news and information, especially on a day like today. And it's just like, all right, well, this is more important than even funding ourselves. But then you reach the realization, but if we're not even here, we can't cover it. So, InfoWarsStore.com, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. Great products there, by the way, fantastic products. I mean, even just today, I'm drinking the InfoWars coffee. We always have it on the coffee machine here, the InfoWars coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm on probably cup number 3. It's so good right now. So, I mean, a lot of people love coffee. Why not get coffee from InfoWarsStore.com? But there's also great supplements. I take the supplements as well. One of the best-selling, hottest supplements right now is BodyEase, 40% off right now. Your all-in-one solution for flexibility, mobility, and immune support. It's got the best form organic pure turmeric that we can find on the market inside of there. That's what makes it so effective. You can go read all the 5-star reviews for yourself, all the different uses. You know, for me, I like to take BodyEase after a workout or if I go play basketball for a couple hours to avoid the stiffness and the soreness the next day. But all kinds of different uses for this formula. You can read all about the different results people have had at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's just one of the great supplements that we have. So many supplements, so many uses, whether it's the nitric oxide for blood flow, for cardiovascular health, that just enhances everything else. It just makes sure that everything is getting through the blood and into all your body. So it just enhances all the other supplements. Again, nothing but 5-star reviews. Nitric boost, doctor recommended from the guests that we have on the show as well. That's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I could just go down the line. People call in and tell their stories about how Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine was a game changer for them. I remember when I first started taking Nascent Iodine probably almost 10 years ago. That's how long that product has been around at InfoWarsStore.com. Still there because it's that great. And I remember how it turned my life around. They put the fluoride in the water, the bad halogen, and so we combat that, giving you the good halogen, the Nascent Iodine. And so that's how they poison you, and then we try to give you the good stuff. So Survival Shield X2, also InfoWarsStore.com. So many great products there, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. You know, there was this story. We have the B12 supplement. There was this story going around about, you know, because people do B12 injections, but there's a risk factor to that. And there was this famous fitness influencer gal who was doing the B12 injections, and then she got a bad injection or a bad needle, ended up getting a really bad bacterial infection. So he said, hey, we can give a pure form of vitamin B12 without the risk, a liquid tincture under the tongue. B12, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, big guests when we come back. Huge guests, huge stories.
We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. One of the top makers. We said we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple of years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force. This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just had a huge story dealing with the First Amendment under assault by the Biden regime. We are now going to be dealing with two massive stories dealing with the Second Amendment under assault by not just the Biden regime, but overall the corrupt establishment and the left, far left Democrat extremists. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, folks. I mean, these are the cornerstones of our republic. And they know if they can remove them, the entire house falls down. So with me in studio is Michael Cargill, Central Texas Gunworks. He's arguing a massive Second Amendment case right now in front of the Supreme Court. And then with us via video is Dexter Taylor, a.k.a. Carbon Mike, and his lawyer, Vinu Varghese. Now, what I want to do to start this, guys, because Michael has been one of the biggest Second Amendment activists that I've known for a long time here. And I asked him if he'd heard of your case, Dexter, and he said no. And this is what's so amazing about this. Your case has been largely ignored. Your case has been completely missed by most of the Second Amendment activist wing. So I know that this is going to be a redundancy factor for you, but you don't mind doing it. You're doing this for the Second Amendment right. You even said so last night that, or 2 nights ago, you said, yeah, I might face prison time for this. I just hope it's not in vain. So Carbon Mike, with your lawyer joining us today, get into the details of your case and why this is such a big Second Amendment case.
Sure. Thank you. And thanks for having me on the show. And Michael Cargill is a hero to me. My name is Dexter Taylor. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm a lifelong New Yorker. I have a squeaky clean criminal record. I'm a 30-year veteran of the software industry. I'm a data engineer. I'm a shade tree mechanic. I make my own furniture. I'm sitting in the control room of the studio that I built, my studio, Switching Yard Sounds. I've been a tech geek my whole life. Some years ago, I got into gunsmithing. I saw guys like Marine Gun Builder building Glocks using 80% receivers. I was hooked. I should note that I have a machine shop in my basement because I make furniture and other things like that. And like I said, I was hooked. I thought it was the coolest, most traditional thing you could possibly do. So I started doing that. I bought parts online, legal parts, under my own name, shipped to my house, no subterfuge, no hiding, yeah? And I built a handful of Glock pistols, and then I started making ARs, and I made eight AR rifles, I think six of which were AR, I'm sorry, seven of which were AR-15 style, and one of which was an AR-10. And again, same thing, 80% receivers, machine to completion in my machine shop, all for myself. None of my weapons left my house. I never advertised weapons. I never hinted at weapons. I never talked about gunsmithing online. I never bragged about it. I never texted people about it. But nonetheless, in April of 2022, my house was raided by a joint NYPD ATF task force. Broke my door down, took me away to Rikers where I spent the week, ransacked my house, took all my weapons. And now I'm facing multiple counts of felony weapons possession and other things. So I'm looking at the total amount of time I'm looking at is something like 18 years. The state offered a plea deal. It is a state case, not a federal case. ATF kind of scurried off into the background once the raid was done. But the state offered a plea deal. I turned them down out of hand, 8 years instead of 18, and I said no. Because as far as I'm concerned, this is a civil rights issue. When I started doing this, I had no intention of getting into a pissing contest with New York State or any other state, right? Which is why I kept it quiet, and which is why I didn't flaunt anything. My weapons never left my house, and I kept this hobby private. But now that the battle is joined, so to speak, I'm not going to back down in this manner. I am an American citizen, and I'm a first-class citizen.
I guess that shows what privacy do you really have. You thought you were doing it in private, but somehow the government knew. Before I go to your lawyer with us now, I want to get Cargill's response to that. So, Michael, are you as surprised as I was? I heard him being interviewed. I think it was Kim Iverson that was interviewing you a couple months ago. That's where I first saw your case, and I was like, holy smokes, this is huge. I got to get this guy on. We got to make a big deal of this. Are you stunned that this isn't a bigger case?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty shocked here. So I got a couple questions for you, though. What's the law in New York State when it comes to that? Is there, you know, is it illegal to build your own firearm at home?
I think my lawyer can best speak to exactly what the statutes say.
Okay.
I proceeded under the assumption that since I'm not a prohibited person, I'm going to have a squeaky clean criminal record. And since these parts were legal to buy, that I was doing nothing wrong. And of course, we both know that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, and that's that. So I'd have to ask Vinu to speak exactly to the statute.
Yeah, Vinu, can you tell me what the statute is for the state of New York?
basically, you can't have any sort of firearm, and you certainly can't build it. So they've charged him with possession with the intent to use unlawfully. And basically, in New York, if you possess a firearm, you're intending to use it unlawfully. That's just the way the statute's written. The reality is that the statutes don't jive with the Supreme Court's rulings in Heller and in Bruin. So, you know, Dexter is, you know, I'm representing Dexter, but he's my hero because he's the one who's willing to go to bat and to show that New York State's licensing regime or gun regime, which was basically found unconstitutional in Bruin. What New York State and Kathy Hochul did, Governor Hochul did, was basically enact the same thing. And they thumbed their nose at the U.S. Supreme Court and the individual right to bear arms. And Dexter's facing these charges. And you know, the problem is that state court judges, they have a cut-and-paste playbook. So they're taught, okay, this is the arguments they're raising.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now,
and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That is the traditional way that American firearms were built in American homes. Yes. You know, the fact is that you're quite right. These are terms that are made up to scare people. There's nothing ghostly about a privately manufactured weapon, right? There's nothing about this weapon that interferes with the ability of the police to investigate a crime if one were committed with such a weapon, right? And of course, you guys already know that, you know, you only are required to serialize the weapon if you made it for the purpose of selling it. I made it with no such purpose in mind. These were my weapons. These were my rifles. I built them. I named them. I had specific engineering questions in mind. I had specific things I was exploring with weapon science, with, for example, dealing with some of the defects that you naturally get in polymer lowers, and how two of the weapons I built, two of the rifles, Epoch and Scarab, had stocks that acted like gusset plates and that might be able to give you a longer-lasting polymer lower. You know, I was geeking out on this stuff, you know, and I think that's what I find most galling. I mean, this is New York City. This is New York State. This is a place where we have people getting into fistfights with cops, beating cops up on camera and walking away and, you know, no bail, chasing people down the street with deadly weapons, right? Burning Molotov, burning up police units with Molotov cocktails. Meanwhile, it's like I spent a week in Rikers. My family had to put their house up to get me out. And I'm looking at what I'm looking at. So.
And they act like they're doing you a favor by offering you 8 years.
Yes, exactly. You know? Right, exactly.
Like, I'm going to throw you a carrot.
Like, yeah, what? That's right. And we'll give you probation. It's like, what probation? Like, I'm going to promise not to do anything wrong again. It's like, no, you know something? I'm not going to walk through the colored entrance either, actually.
Well, I'd be a little bit conspiratorial here, too. Why do you spend, I'd say, I'll get a little conspiratorial here, too. Why do you spend a week in Rikers, which is for violent criminals, you've never committed a violent crime, and yet we have multiple issues where illegal immigrants are attacking police officers, committing armed robberies, and they get released overnight. There is an individual in St. Louis who was driving 70 miles per hour through red lights, obliterated a woman and her daughter. I mean, completely obliterated.
Right.
Let out of jail the next day. Venue, would you like to address any of this?
You know, the thing is, it's all relative, right? So in New York State, generally, a possession, not generally, almost in every case, possession of a firearm is illegal. And, you know, it's considered violent. So that's the thing. That's the very nature of the possession in New York makes it a violent felony and ups the minimum jail sentence. So for him, because of the numbers, they're hitting him consecutively because of the amount of firearms recovered from his home. Now, Dexter's gone on a number of shows. I've gone on a couple of them with him. And, you know, when people in other states hear what New York is calling an arsenal, they laugh. And so it's just the way that New York is, which is like New York, California, you know, a few places like this. It's not in tune with the Second Amendment. It's not in tune with the rest of the country. It's my view that eventually New York courts are going to keep losing in the federal court, or New York defendants going to get to federal court and lose. So basically, you've got to go through the state court process, lose there, get to federal court, and then challenge the statute. And, well, and Dexter is willing to do that. Unfortunately for him, he may have to go to jail for a bit until that happens.
Well, this is to me, it just shows the danger of Democrat policy dealing with guns that a lot of people don't understand. They really can't even comprehend. New York may be the worst example of what the Democrats have done to your Second Amendment. But I mean, Michael, is it fair to say that when you review this now, maybe using Dexter's case as the study, that it just shows where the Democrats are in charge, like New York, the Second Amendment really doesn't exist. We warned law, the Second Amendment, the Democrats going after gun control is not going to stop any violent crime. What does it do? It punishes law-abiding citizens like Dexter.
Yeah, this is going to be a great Supreme Court case, and I'm hoping that you're able to get it up, you know, to that level. Where are you guys at right now?
So right now at the trial level, we made a motion to dismiss, which was denied by the trial court.
So you haven't had trial. So you haven't gone to the first trial just yet.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. This is a great, great case for the United States Supreme Court, because you're talking about, you know, being able to own a firearm at home that you built with your bare hands, you know, from pieces and parts and stuff like that, and it shouldn't be an issue out of any state. You know, you go back and look at our forefathers, you look at, you know, why they wrote the Constitution, the way they wrote it, it was, you know, for this reason here, you know, alone, you know. I look at the city of Austin. Austin, you know, the reason why it's called Austin is because a young lady actually used a cannon to defend this city, to fight off a military, to send them packing, you know, out of the city because they're trying to take the records from the city. And she used a cannon to do that. We're talking a female used a cannon. And that's why Austin is still considered the city of Austin. So, you know, it was always meant for us to be able to have any type of firearm at home, you know, not just a handgun, not just a rifle, anything. And we're talking about this lady used a cannon, and this is back in the 1800s. So, no, absolutely. This is a great case for the United States Supreme Court. And I'm hoping that, you know, you get this case pushed that far up and you have someone who's actually going to argue this case in the Supreme Court for you, because not everyone's, you know, a part of the Supreme Court team there. When I went, you know, last week, you know, they were actually inducting, you know, different attorneys into, like, it's kind of like a fraternity, you know, into the Supreme Court, because not every attorney, you know, can actually argue a case there. So how do you go ahead?
Well, I want to get to your case. We'll get into your case after this break. But I do want to ask Dexter and Venu, real quickly, have any civil rights groups reached out to you? I mean, where are the civil rights groups on this?
No. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, you know, no. The NAACP, no. I mean, an ACLU even, no. I mean, again, you know, this is, you know, those of you, people who know me know that I'm a politically homeless conservative, right? So I'm certainly not a Democrat, but I'm not a Republican. The best description of me would be a Frederick Douglass conservative, right? Put it this way: the usual suspects with respect to civil rights and quote unquote activism, the usual suspects have been conspicuously absent and deafeningly silent in this case. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I remember the so-called Summer of Love. I remember when there were these thugs, you know, from Antifa and so forth, so on and so forth, who were running around trying to burn down our home, yeah? And there were a lot of politicians who were hot to bail them out of jail. I remember that, too.
Yeah, one's the vice president now.
Exactly, right. That wasn't the case with me, right? I sat in Rikers until my family could put their house up and get me out of jail. And jeez, since I was released, no one has reached out. Not a soul in terms of that whole contingent.
Have you had a chance to reach out to the NSSF, you know, the people that put on the SHOT Show, NSSF?
No, I haven't. I've made friends with the guys over at National Association for Gun Rights,
okay,
Chris Cooper and Dudley and them. NAGR, yeah, they're great. They made me a lifetime member. Firearms Policy Coalition has reached out. We've had some.
All right, we're up against a break here, so that's a major case with Dexter Taylor. Now we're going to hear from the big Supreme Court case Michael Cargill is arguing, just got back from Washington, D.C. last week. Two huge Second Amendment cases, folks.
Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we just heard a very important story. The attack on Dexter Taylor's Second Amendment, his lawyer, Vinu Varghese, with us as well. Now, we can get into the lack of involvement from these different civil rights groups or even the NRA, and perhaps we will, but Michael Cargill is also arguing for our Second Amendment rights in the Supreme Court. In fact, you were just in D.C. last week, Michael. So now let's get into the details of your important case.
Right. So this is probably our biggest Second Amendment case that we're going to have to deal with here in the coming years, because we're talking the entire country. We're talking the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Department of Justice, actually deciding that something that you legally purchase in your home, they changed their mind about it. At one time, it was legal, and now the ATF decides that it's illegal now. you know, just because a guy allegedly...
ATF, an alphabet bureaucracy that should have no legal standing at all.
That's right. They allegedly used one, you know, in Las Vegas. And so, which I'm still not dead set on that. I'm looking for, I see all these pictures of the Las Vegas shooting, and I'm looking for the shell casings on the ground in the hotel room. I'm counting shell casings, and I'm not seeing enough shell casings to justify saying this guy did that shooting. But that's a whole nother thing. So, bump stock is not really, this case, it's called the bump stock case. It's Michael Cargill versus Merrick Garland. The Department of Justice, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. We're calling it the bump stock case, but it's more than just bump stocks. What happened back in 2017, there was a shooting. The ATF decided they were going to ban it. And so they used this framework, this draft. They said, okay, we're going to draw up this document and we're going to ban this particular product. So then, you know, Biden steps into office and then they decided to remove the word bump stock and insert whatever else they wanted to ban, whether it's the brace, whether it's the frames and receivers. They decided to insert, you know, different other products and pieces there that you legally purchase. And so we have to stop them with the bump stock, because we stop them with the bump stock and we're able to stop all the other things that the ATF wants to get rid of. So that's why this case is very important. I lost the case originally in the first court, the lower court, in federal court in Austin, Texas. We appealed the case to the U.S. Supreme. We appealed the case to the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. We lost that case because in New Orleans we had three judges who were Democrat appointed judges that heard that case, and we lost that case. We appealed again to the entire Fifth Circuit, and they heard the case in en banc, and so we're able to win that case. And now it went to the Supreme Court. Last week, I set up there. It was exciting to be in the United States Supreme Court, to be in that room, looking at the pillars, the color, just the feel of it, seeing the justices sit there and listen to them hear, you know, both sides, you know, lay out the case. The government steps in. The government, they didn't pull any punches. The government used their top dog to try to shut this down. And he didn't have an argument for, you know, why they should ban bump stocks. So instead, what he did was he tried to muddle things up and mix it up and just confuse everyone. So for an hour and a half during this hearing, we actually talked about the definition of what a machine gun was. You know, what's the machine gun? Is it the action of the trigger? Is it the rate of fire? When you look at the definition of machine gun, it has nothing to do with rate of fire. It's all about the action of the trigger. So, and I'll explain it to you. It doesn't take an hour and a half to break down to you, you know, Owen, what the definition of machine gun is.
You either hold the trigger or you have to keep pushing it.
There you go. So, you know, one action of the trigger, one round goes out, that's a semi-automatic. One action of the trigger, more than one round goes out, that's a machine gun. So if I pull that trigger, I hold the trigger, a round goes out, doesn't matter the rate of fire. A second later, another round goes out. I'm still holding the trigger. A second later, another round goes out. That's a machine gun because I held the trigger and more than a round went out just from that one action of the trigger. Didn't matter how fast the bullet went out of the barrel. But if I pull the trigger, only one round goes out, I release that trigger. That is a semi-automatic. So it's very simple. But we spent an hour and a half at the United States Supreme Court going back and forth from different justices like Justice Jackson, Ketanji Brown Jackson there, and she was stuck on the rate of fire. She was saying that, you know, that with a bump stock, you can fire 800 rounds a second or 800 rounds a minute, and that's just not true. You know, we're talking about an AR. We're talking about an AK. There's no 800 round magazine capacity for an AR or AK.
Well, and quite frankly, I would argue it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Exactly, because it's not about the rate of fire. It's about the action of the trigger and, you know, pulling the trigger, pushing the trigger, whatever, however you want to do it. That's what it's about. Not about the rate of fire at all. So, you know, for an hour and a half, they went back and forth on that. I think in the end, what my attorney decided to do was he had to weigh, do you sit here and you argue with a judge that's going to be an absolute no vote? Or do you spend your time on talking to the justices, answer their questions that are, you know, that are yes votes? You know, you want to answer their questions. And that's what he really had to do. So why, you know, go down that road, go down that path there with a justice that's definitely going to be a no vote, that's never going to change her mind. Why spend that energy with that? Instead, focus on the ones that are going to be the absolute yes vote. Justice Thomas asked the question. He answered the question. I think Justice Thomas was actually being devil's advocate by asking the question that he asked. And my attorney addressed that. You know, we're talking about, you know, machine gun. You're talking about, let's think of the Gatling gun or whatever. We're talking about a gun that you can fire, you know, 1,500 rounds, 1,200 rounds by, you know, by cranking and turning. That's not on the NFA list. That's not considered a machine gun. So you can own one of those by not getting the tax stamp for it. So that's why that throws out the door their whole argument about the rate of fire. And so the government, that was his job, to go in there and try to muddle things up, confuse people. But I think my attorney did a wonderful job of arguing back against that.
Well, I want to get any questions from Dexter or Vinu for you here as well. But how frustrating is that? So I'm sure you saw the video of the ATF agent not even able to disassemble a pistol.
Right.
I'm no big gun expert, but even I have seen how to disassemble a pistol. It's probably one of the easier ones to disassemble. But nonetheless, the ATF guy couldn't even disassemble a pistol. When he was asked, he kind of looked at it like, you know, it's like a virgin for the first time trying to find his way around a woman or something. And he's like, it was totally embarrassing. But so how frustrating is it? It's like you're up there talking to these ignorant judges on the left about gun mechanics. And really, this case shouldn't even be about gun mechanics. This is about the Second Amendment.
Right. If you listen to the government's argument and their stance, and by the way, I think the government's attorney was trying to just burn through the time there that we had. But if you listen to his argument, you know, he's talking about banning, you know, modern weapons. He's talking about, you know, banning all modern weapons. He's talking about banning lasers because, you know, judging, you know, just by listening to what they said, you hold the trigger, you know, it goes out. You know, we're talking a laser. So down the road, a laser can be considered a machine gun. You know, they're going to go after so many different things. You know, and what boils down to, it has to be Congress that actually, you know, changes that definition. So they have to throw it in the laps of the U.S.
Well, and it's like you said. I mean, even last night, Biden says, you know, high capacity magazines, assault weapons. Well, these are all just these ambiguous terms, and then they can set the definition and set what it means in a case, and then go after anything. Dexter, do you want to raise any other issues or questions for Cargill here?
Well, I mean, I was listening to some of the oral arguments, and I just thought I'm sure it wasn't lost on Michael Cargill, the irony of the situation where you have, on the one hand, it's like, well, what's a woman? I don't know. I'm not a biologist. Well, what's a machine gun? You see, it all starts with a chemical reaction. It's just like, so we have. There's these fundamental disconnects with reality, and we should be under no illusion about what the agenda is.
What Dexter was talking about there is Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. You know, she didn't know what. You know, she can't tell you what a woman is.
Yeah,
she's not a biologist.
She's on the Supreme Court, though.
But all of a sudden, she can tell you what a machine gun is all of a sudden, but right. She's never fired a gun before.
I would start to ask if she's ever been with a woman, but I don't want to go down that.
Easy now. Take it easy. No, but listen, I think, Michael, you know, you raise an interesting point, right, is that part of the problem here is that we are, and maybe it's a side effect of us deindustrializing as a nation, but you know that's another matter. But I think we seem to be governed by people who don't know how things work. Do you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
But then the entire court looked at your case and goes, hey, you know, and ruled in your favor. And then the Attorney General of Texas is the one who took the appeal to the Supreme Court. So
what's going to happen is we're still fighting this case on the lower court side as well. So even if we win in the Supreme Court, which I think we're going to, I'm hopeful, I still got to go back to the lower court because the lower court judge, he's actually thumbing his nose at the Fifth Circuit.
That's a Texas judge?
Right. He's saying, huh.
A Texas judge.
Oh, yeah. He's saying Fifth right. Circuit. You know what? So what? Michael Cargill won the case in the Fifth Circuit, but I'm not going to give him any relief. So do I get my bump stocks back? Do the, you know, everyone in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi get their bump stocks back, you know, or is it just me or what's the relief? What do I get?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's round this out because when the judge that's now in the Supreme Court says she doesn't know what a woman is, let's actually round this out and apply this to the case. Because last night Biden talks about he wants to ban assault weapons. He wants to ban high capacity magazines. These are ambiguous terms with no set definition. And that's done intentionally so that, like you said, they can pick and choose. Well, maybe it's bump stocks now or it's quote unquote high capacity magazines now or whatever it is. But OK, let's round it out. Why does Ketanji Brown Jackson, why does she say she doesn't know what a woman is? Because she knows the game. She knows that the definition of a woman changes depending on whatever arena that they're in. So if they're arguing for their abortion rights, then it's woman's rights and a woman's right to choose. But if they're talking about transgenders in the classroom and men and women now competing for women's sports, well, then now we don't know what a woman is. Well, now in this case, we don't know. So that's how they round this out. That's the strategy here. Ketanji Brown Jackson obviously knows what a woman is. I mean, she might not be that bright, but she's bright enough to know what a woman is. So that's what they do. That's how they do this game. So that's why it's so dangerous to not let them win in Dexter's case with quote-unquote ghost guns or in Cargill's case with quote-unquote bump stocks. These are all ambiguous, disingenuous terms that they'll always use against us and morph and change to always take our rights away.
And the bottom line is they're not going to be able to do anything unless they go through Congress. The Congress got to write that bill. They got to pass the bill of houses, got to go to president. President signs it. They're not going to get those votes in Congress. They don't have the votes there. So they're going to depend on the ATF to do the administrative rule thing. And the ATF does not have the authority to do that. And that's why this case, the Cargill case, is so important. We've got to win this case in the United States Supreme Court, because if we don't win this case, then they're going to continue doing what they're doing. They're going to go after, just like you said, you know, universal background checks. You know, what does that mean when you say universal background checks? You know what that means? That means that if you're a convicted felon, you know, for example, in Texas, in the state of Texas, you're a convicted felon. After 5 years, you can have a gun at home for personal protection after 5 years. You can't leave the house with it. Can't be in a vehicle with a firearm. You can only have it at home for personal protection. You can't purchase it from a gun store or a federal firearms license dealer. You can only get it as a private sale from a private individual or as a gift. But if they pass universal background checks, then that takes care of, you will not be able to get it as a private sale. You will not be able to get it as a gift. So even though you paid your debt to society, you did something, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you did your time, paid your debt, you should be able to get those rights back. But when they pass universal background checks, that's going to be forever. That's going to be for private sales, you know, everything.
And well, so, I think that's why they're coming after you, Dexter, so much. And I would argue that it's because they know you're not a liberal, you're a conservative. I really think that that's probably why you're being targeted. But I think that's another reason why they come after you, because essentially they're trying to find all these different ways to make sure that there's no way you can possibly not be on the government's radar, not get around a background check.
Well, let me take this opportunity to rein on everybody, left and right, because look. The progressives, Democrats, liberals, whoever, right? You asked me earlier about civil rights groups, and the irony has struck me more than once during this whole process that these people, especially, you know, they make a lot of noise about oppression. They make a lot of noise about how, you know, black men like me are supposed to be afraid because some murderous white supremacist is disguised as a tree or a rock and he's waiting to jump out on me, but yet I should be disarmed, right? So we know that game. We know the game of these lefties wanting to protect only the rights that they think they'll be able to safely take away from me, right? So in other words, you're happy to defend my right to vote. No, the right to vote is important. But my vote can be diluted, right? My vote can be lost in the sauce, right? But it's a very different thing to advocate for someone's right to be armed, their right to armed self-defense, because that's something that's not easy to take away from someone. It was George Orwell that said that the great totalitarian states can do many things, but they can't give a factory worker a rifle and tell him to take it home and keep it there. Yeah, so that's that side. But on the other hand, you know, on our side, I think, you know, conservatives need to get more involved, need to make more of a fuss about things like this, and not just in my case or in Mr. Cargill's case. But I mean, we have to take it more to heart when people's rights are violated anywhere, not just in rural areas, not just in Texas, and we have to adopt the strategy of kind of like full court press, and all of this republic matters, because you pointed out, like in Texas, this is happening with this lower court judge you just said. This is happening in Texas, a red state, right? That's now, right. A lot of people tell me, oh, well, you're in a blue state. What do you expect? But what I'm saying is that the people who are our adversaries in this don't have an attitude, a strategy of retreat. They want it all. So we have to take that same attitude, and we have to take a maximalist approach to the defense of our rights, because once we give them up, that's that. So,
and I'm glad you're standing up, you know, because it takes people like you to stand up and do something, because if you don't, then they're going to trample over all of our rights. You know, just yesterday, one of my employees, his wife was at home. He's at work. She's at home. And she walks in the house. The dog's acting kind of weird. She turns around. There's a naked guy in her living room at 11:45 a.m. in the morning. This happened yesterday morning. So the fight started. You know, she's fighting him. He's naked. They're, you know, she's trying to get him, you know, into a room and get him off of her. The dog attacks the guy. They get him into a room, lock him in the room. She calls 911. 911 dispatcher hangs up on her. This is like 11:45 a.m.
This
in the morning.
Is typical for Austin, by the way. Defunded the police here badly.
Hangs up. She calls 911 again, you know, to get the police there. She makes it out of the house, locks the guy in. The dog's there, got the guy trapped in the room. She gets out of the house. The police get there, surround the house, you know, figure out there are guns in the house. They waited for SWAT, you know, and everything to show up. And just yesterday, you know, I'm sorry, early this week, you know, our district attorney, our DA, was reelected in office.
And by the way, that's what I was going to say. You'd think, well, gee, I mean, she's got rights. There's castle law in Texas. You know, maybe folks, Jose Garza is an extremist leftist liberal Soros DA. I mean, one of the worst.
The worst. And this guy is going to be in it for another 4 years. He just lost. He's been trying to prosecute police officer after police officer, police officer. He's lost all these cases.
He overturned the just one case night. Of the guy that had a gun pointed at his head. And then he said, nope, you don't get self-defense, even if a leftist protest. Or points a gun at your head.
Right. Very unsuccessful trying to prosecute police officers, and he's not prosecuting the people that he needs to prosecute, because this guy that broke into this house yesterday is a repeat offender. A repeat offender that gets out lickety-split, just like you said earlier in the state of New York, you know, those protesters, same thing. You know, this guy's been let on his own recognizance, you know, just time after time after time after again, and now he's graduated to this, breaks into someone's house in the morning into their house, naked. You know, while getting high, no less.
Keep Austin weird.
Yeah. While getting high. It's insane. And that's what we have to deal with. And it's going to be the next 4 years. And I said, you guys, you know, you got to get your wife into the gun range. You got to make sure she knows how to shoot. She's proficient with the firearm. And so the next time this happens, you send him straight to Jesus. That's what you do. Because obviously, don't call 911. Call the coroner's office.
He needs Jesus.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, he needs Jesus.
Jesus in his life.
You give him the express.
So we're going to escalator straight on up to Jesus so Jesus can deal with him.
All right. Okay. Well, it's a good way to end this serious topic on a humorous note. Michael Cargill, where's the best place for people to follow your case?
All right. You can go to MichaelCargill.com, our website there. You can see all the different cases. We actually do have a case in New York where we're suing the state of New York. I joined that case with Glock, some of the other distributors out there like Davison, RSR Group, NSSF, where we're suing the state of New York, because the state of New York says that if I sell a gun here in Texas, that gun gets stolen from the person that I sold it to. That gun winds up in the state of New York and is used in a crime. The state of New York can come back and sue me, the gun dealer, the distributor, and the manufacturer. So we've merged together with different distributors, different manufacturers, all the gun stores in the country, and NSSF, National Shooting Sports Foundation, to we filed a lawsuit against the state of New York for that. We also have a lawsuit against the ATF, another lawsuit suing the ATF, because the ATF are going after different gun stores. They're trying to shut down mom-and-pop gun stores.
Man, this is crazy.
That's right. So we're, you know, suing them for that.
But keep it up. Michael Cargill, Dexter Taylor, your lawyer, Venue Varghese, thanks for joining us. Where can people follow your case?
My Gibbs & Go link is in my Twitter profile. I'm Future Radio Cast on Twitter. I forgot what Venue's Twitter handle is, but you can usually find out about what's going on.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatory anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.